This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A motorcade carrying the body of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrived at his home in the Japanese capital Tokyo Saturday as police in the western city of Nara, where he was assassinated, said there had been security flaws. Mourners gathered at his residence and at the scene of Friday's attack in Nara, where Japan's longest-serving modern leader was gunned down in a rare act of political violence while making a campaign speech. The country's political establishment called the killing an attack on democracy itself. The man who killed Abe believed the former Japanese leader was linked to a religious group he blamed for his mother's financial ruin and spent months planning the attack with a homemade gun. Police told this to local media on Saturday. Tetsuya Yamagami, an unemployed 41-year-old, was identified as the suspect on suspicion of murder on Friday after a man was seen in videos repeatedly shown on Japanese television calmly approaching Japan's longest-serving prime minister from behind and firing. The suspect killed Abe with a handmade gun on Friday. He could have made the weapon in a day or two after obtaining readily available materials such as wood and metal pipes, according to analysts. The attack showed gun violence cannot be totally eliminated, even in a country where tough gun laws mean it is nearly unheard of for citizens to buy or own firearms. Ukrainian defenders battled on Saturday to contain Russian forces along several fronts, officials said, as the United States pressed China to align itself with the West in opposing the invasion following an ill-tempered G20 meeting. A missile strike on the northeastern city of Kharkiv wounded three civilians meantime. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of pilgrims threw pebbles on giant columns symbolizing Satan on Saturday, part of annual Hajj rituals that mark the first day of the Eid al-Adha feast, celebrated by Muslims across the world. Helicopters hovered overhead while security officers organized the flow of worshippers in Jamarat, where the stoning ritual takes place, as Saudi authorities closely watched the crowds to ensure an incident-free Hajj, which has been marred in the past by deadly stampedes. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad marked the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha on Saturday in Aleppo, his first visit to the northern city since his forces recaptured it in 2016 with help from Russia and other allied forces. A statement by Syrian state news agency Sana said Assad performed Eid al-Adha prayers at a mosque alongside other top government officials. Sri Lanka's prime minister is willing to resign to make way for an all-party government, his office said in a statement on Saturday, after thousands of protesters stormed the president's official residence in Colombo. Soldiers and police were unable to hold back the crowd of chanting protesters demanding the president's resignation as public anger grows over the country's worst economic crisis in seven decades. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF's executive board, has approved a $638 million extended fund and extended credit facility for Benin under a 42-month arrangement to help the West African nation address pressing financial needs. That's what the IMF said in a statement. The decision will enable an immediate disbursement of $143 million, which Benin authorities intend to use for budget support, according to the IMF. The Conservative Party committee overseeing the contest to select British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's replacement will look to whittle it down to two names by July 20th. One of its members said Saturday the so-called 1922 committee will set out the exact rules and timetable for the contest next week after Johnson was forced to quit by his own party. Many lawmakers are pushing for a fast-track process. Meanwhile, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace, one of the favorites to succeed Prime Minister Johnson, said Saturday he had decided not to run in the leadership contest. He had risen in recent months to overtake Foreign Secretary Liz Truss as the most popular member of the government with Conservative Party members, thanks to his handling of the Ukraine crisis. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.